had the weirdest dream. Back on the bus there? Do you ever have those dreams that are just completely real? I mean, they're so vivid, it's just like completely real. It's like, there's always something bizarre going on in those. I have one about every 2 years or something. I always remember them really good. One time I had lunch with Tolstoy. So this dream I just had, it was just like that, except instead of anything bizarre going on, I mean, there was nothing going on at all. Man, it was like the Omega Man. There was just nobody around. I was just traveling around, you know, staring out the windows and buses and trains and cars. You know? When I was at home, I was like flipping through the TV stations endlessly, reading. I mean, how many dreams do you have where you read in a dream? You know? Man, there was this book I just read on the book. Well, you know, it was my dream, so I guess I wrote it or something. But, man, it was bizarre. It was like the premise for this whole book was that every thought you have creates its own reality, you know? It's like every choice or decision you make, the thing you choose not to do, fractions off and becomes its own reality, you know, and just goes on from there forever. I mean, it's like, you know, in The Wizard of Oz, when Dorothy meets the Scarecrow and they do that little dance at that crossroads and they think about going all those directions and they end up going in that one direction. I mean, all those other directions, just because they thought about it, became separate realities. And another example would be like back there at the bus station, you know, as I got off the bus, the thought crossed my mind, you know, just for a second about not taking the cab at all, but, you know, like maybe walking or bumming a ride or something like that. You know, I'm kind of broke right now. I should have done that probably. But just because that thought crossed my mind, there now exists at this very second a whole other reality where I'm at the bus station, you know, and you're probably giving someone else a ride. You know? I mean, in that reality, it thinks of itself as the only reality, you know? I mean, at this very second, I'm back at the bus station, just hanging out, you know, probably thumbing through a paper. You know, say this beautiful woman just comes up to me, just starts talking to me. She ends up offering me a ride, you know, we're hitting it off, go play a little pinball. And we go back to her apartment, and she has this great apartment, you know, I move in with her, you know? And see, if I say I have a dream some night that I'm with some strange woman I've never met, or I'm, you know, living in some place I've never seen before, see, that's just a momentary glimpse into this other reality that was all created back there at the bus station. You know, I could have a dream from that reality into this one, that, like, this is my dream from that reality, you know. Of course, that's kind of like that dream I just, you know, had on the bus, you know, the whole cycle type of thing.